experiencing one of these disasters.
The North Dakota Agricultural Association's Agribusiness Expo is underway at the Avalon Event Center in Fargo. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Don Wick has more.
Ken Dibert with us from BASF. Ken, let's first of all take a look back. What, how would you describe this year, 2023?
You know, as I look back at the 2023 season, we had a pretty phenomenal year again, you know, blessed with some weather along the way, good and bad, I guess. You know, when we started out the year, had good moisture, then it dried off a bit. And, you know, everybody was really wondering when the next rains were coming. Finally got some of that towards, you know, middle of the end of the season, depending on where they're at. Then we get to harvest and then we get early snow, right? To kind of put the screeching halt on everything. Snow clears away, warms up. Standing here today, that I would like to think that there's not much corn standing out in the field yet. And as I drive around the countryside, I think that's the case. And, you know, it's phenomenal to think, you know, the few bumps we've had in the road and to where we're at today with wrapping up this harvest for the 2023 season and yields that were probably up and down as well, in many cases better than expected again. So definitely a testament to the seeds we're putting in the ground as well.
So this late season moisture that we've seen, what's that mean? How does that set us up for next year?
Yeah, that's going to be a lifesaver, for a lack of a better way of putting it. As we move into 2024, it's late season, you know, obviously early season snow, but end of the season snow and some rains previous to that. We really did a good job in many areas of filling the soil profile back up. Now, obviously there are exceptions to the rule and that didn't happen everywhere, but overall, all in all, I feel very good about where we're at, where we're sitting today for moisture and going into this 2024 season.
BASF, you had a meeting of the retailers and ag producers here this morning. Give me an idea as we look ahead. What's the pipeline look like for BASF?
Yeah, absolutely. This was a great great showing again here this morning. We always do our annual breakfast with BASF, kind of the kickoff of the North Dakota Ag Association Expo. And another great showing this year, different venue here at the Avalon Event Center. A little bit smaller space, right, than we were used to in the past, but I thought things went really well. Had three different speakers on today. We had Bob Bull, our new area manager for BASF. Then we had Mr. Liam Vincent. He's a tech marketing manager with BASF, representing our brand new herbicide that we're going to be soft launching here in 2024. Full launch in 2025. That's going to be called Liberty Ultra herbicide. And so we're blessed. We're absolutely thrilled to be bringing this new brand to the marketplace. This is going to be the first launch of many of kind of what I call the Liberty herbicide family of products. So stay tuned on that. There'll be more to come here as we get down the road. And we want to be at the forefront and have as much forward thinking as possible to bring these brands, bring these innovations out that directly combat those issues so that we can help these growers at the end of the day do what they do best. That's produce yield.
Exactly right. Ken Dibert with us again from BASF as we come to you from the North Dakota Agribusiness Expo in Fargo. I'm Don Wick. Minnesota.